Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is The Watchman, Apostle Stephen Amaker, and this is Deliverance by Faith Radio Service. And I am honored. You just don't know how honored I am to be in your presence, to be in your midst, to come to wherever you are, in your car, in your home, on your job, to minister and to share with you the Word of God. I do apologize for last week's broadcast. It was cut rather short due to technical difficulties. Hopefully tonight we have all of those issues ironed out. Okay, as well as so far, I'm in the studio by myself. Lady A is away and ministering and getting a few days rest. Thank the Lord for that. But the word is still the word. Ministry must carry on. And we're going to go and continue the work of the Lord. I'm not thinking, that's the word. That's a word to you, people that feel that God has called you to ministry, people that feel that God has called you to pastor. If God called you, you got to go whether or not people go or people don't go. People will go and people will come and people won't show up, and because they don't show up, you're not going to have service. Because they have other things to do, call and say, I got it. So we're going to cancel service altogether. You don't know who God will send in for you to minister to. And so if God called you, we must, watch this, we must be faithful to God. Jesus said, something on that line, Jesus was saying that if the master, when the master go away and come back and find his servant, what? Faithful. What I mean? He was working, he was doing what he was supposed to do, and when he came back, he found him still doing what he told him to do. Not sitting around, not lounging, not beating and mistreating people, but what God had assigned his hands to do, he's still doing. And that's the way that I desire to be faithful to God, faithful to his call, faithful to the work. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here tonight. Because I want to be counted faithful to the work of God. Okay, this for the past several weeks, we've been dealing with and talking about the last days. We've been dealing with and talking about the last days. And we started in Revelation. We went through Revelation a little bit. Then the Lord said, no, you got to go back and see what Jesus said. We did that. We went through the books of the Gospels. Then we went to see what Paul said. And we went through his writings. And now we're still going through the rest of the writings. Other apostles have wrote about the last day. So get your pen, get your paper, get your Bible. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Deliverance by Faith is on. They're more than welcome to join in with us about this dynamic word. Wait a minute. I gave it a title. God is speaking. God is speaking. The Lord is not through talking. God is not through talking. And I want to know, are you listening or do you hear what God is saying? Are you listening? Are you listening to what the Lord is saying to us? A lot of people are saying stuff. Yeah, some stuff God did say. But God don't stay one place all the time. And you have to move with the timing and the Spirit of God. We went through several bumps in the road, should I say it like that, in the body of Christ. We went through. Now look, these bumps didn't just start. They started with Eve in the beginning. The devil twisted the word. He changed up the word. And twisted it and presented it to Eve. And Eve fell for it. Did God really say? He didn't really say you're going to die. But God said, if you disobey, you will die. So Eve bought it. She gave the fruit and said, look, I'm not dead. God don't know what he's talking about. Look, Eve, Adam, I'm not dead. So Adam, the big man that he was, disobedient to God. And obedient to the devil. We're not gonna shift blame. We're gonna put it where it belongs. You disobeyed God and obeyed the devil. Hey, eat it. It's okay. God lied to you. God don't want you to be like him. Well, what Adam didn't know was he was already like God. He was God in the flesh. Woo! 1,000% God. But obviously, Adam's communication and time with God, he still didn't realize who he was. Who God made him to be. Okay. In 1990s, prosperity. The word of prosperity came up. And the end of the 90s, coming into 2000, year 2020, 21st century. The word of prosperity was given out, but it was twisted and not told correctly. Again, the devil twisted the word, gave it to the body ran with it, but because it was not preached and taught accurately according to the Bible. Oh, they used the Bible to teach it. No, they did, but You have to understand, you got to teach it line upon line, line precept upon precept. Okay, I'm going to show you exactly what I mean. Most people who preach prosperity, they start Deuteronomy 28:3. Blessed in the field, blessed in the city, blessed in the... Wait a minute. The key to all of this is in verse 1 and verse 2. 3 is as a result of you obeying verse 1 and verse 2. Wow. You see that? You see that? So they don't tell you that you got to do what's in verse 1 and verse 2. All they tell you is sow a seed and you're going to be a millionaire. Well, needless to say, it didn't work. Because they said if you do this, everybody's going to be a millionaire. All the people that's millionaires are the ones who taught it. I told you to sow into them, which is not biblical either. The Bible does not tell us to sow into a person. He told the prophet Elisha, he told the woman to give him first. He told him to make me the bread first. Take the last which you have and make me the bread first. You gotta tell her, you got to keep on, do it just one time and keep on. Because of her faith and obedience to the word of God, to the man of God. Uh-oh, so the reason why we didn't prosper was because the man, supposedly the person that said it, did. God did not tell them to say it. How do you know that? Because the word of the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. And if God spoke it, it has to happen. It has to come up. Wow. If God told you to do something, then if you obey, it got to come to pass. So, we find a lot of false prophets in the world. Because they're speaking, and God said, I didn't tell them to say that. Uh-oh. So, he don't have to back up anything that he did not say. If he said it, he got to do it. But if he didn't say it, he's not obligated to do it. Okay? Then, coming to the 21st century, the word of grace, twisted, delivered wrong, preached wrong. Oh, go ahead and sin. Because you're covered in grace. Don't worry about your sins, because your sins are covered in grace. Wait a minute. Shall we continue in sin? What? So, I heard the And I always say that, and I'm going to stick to it. The top voice of the grace message told thousands of people in his audience, God is not concerned about your sin. Wait a minute. My Bible tells me God hates sin. Oh. Sin stinks in the nostrils of God. Uh-oh. That's the Bible. Why would God, and let me say this to you, God cannot go against his word. He don't hate people, but he hates sin in people. Okay? That brings us, we did Revelation, we did a few chapters, we're going back in another couple of weeks, hopefully we're going to finish this and this study, and we're going to return back to the book of Revelation. But let's go, let's pick up 2 Peter 3. Second Peter 3:3. Okay, here we are. I'm going to read I'm going to read this one out of the King James. Knowing this first, 2 Peter 3:3. Knowing this first, you shall come in the last days scoffer. What is a scoffer? Let's define that word, scoffer. Okay, before I tell you what I think it is, let's go to Madam Webster and see what she says it is. An expression of scorn, derision, or contempt. Another definition is an object of scorn, mockery, or derision. Okay, in other words, let me say it like this. You ever met somebody that no matter what you say, they know all about it? They know everything about it. And then, at the same time, they don't know nothing. You ever talk to a person, a religious person, they know everything about the Bible. They can tell you everything wrong with the Bible, but can't tell you what is right about the Bible. They know more than anybody about anything. That's a scoffer. No matter what you say, he know better. No matter what you read and seen for yourself, that ain't it. I know more than you. Wow. Scoffer. We got people in the world today. They know more about everything, anything. You tell them about church, they know all about church, but they have not been to church in years. You tell them about God, they know more about God than you do. You read your Bible. You pray. You have a relationship with God. But they know more about him than you do. They can tell you. Scoffers. These are know-it-all. Oh, that's it. Know-it-all. They know it all. But know nothing. And say, watch this. Verse 4. And say, where? Look at this. Is the promise of his coming. But since the fathers, I'm sorry, I'm trying to. Firstly, all things continue. They were from the beginning of the creation. Now, in other words, you've been saying Jesus is coming for years. And the ones who have been saying it are dead. And we're still waiting on him to return and to come back. Scoff. Man, we ain't got no time. Don't put your trust in that. Oh no, don't you sit around looking for the return of Jesus. Oh, wait. Don't you sit around looking for the return of Jesus. Live your life. Do what you wanna do. It's your thing. Live the way you wanna live. Second Thessalonians 2. Second Thessalonians 2:3-4. I'm going to the ESV Bible now. Let no one deceive you in any way, for the day will not come, unless the rebellion comes first. Uh-oh. Watch this. The man of lawlessness is revealed. The devil is showing himself. Wherever you look, everywhere you look, he is showing himself. And pretty soon, and we studied a couple of weeks ago, abomination of desolation. We studied that. And the devil himself is going to show up in church. And the Bible says that he's going to set up his throne in the house of God, and he's going to tell you that he is God. But that's okay. The spirit of the Lord, what is lawlessness? Do whatever you want to do. Kill. Shoot. Rob. Steal. Murder. All that we see every day. The news is full of bad news. Somebody's being killed. Somebody's being murdered. Somebody's being kidnapped. Somebody's being something. I'm going to show you something else. Watch this. This is good. We've never had a president in the news every day. Did you see that? You paying attention to that? We've never had a president in the news every day. Every day this man has been in office, he has been on the news. But doing, saying, acting, doing something. But he's been on the news. Not right. Not correct. Saying stuff you shouldn't be saying. Not the president. Doing stuff shouldn't be doing. Not the president. Retaliating the way he not the president. I'm not saying. But I'm saying the spirit of lawlessness is in the land. Uh-oh. Reveal the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he is takes his seat in the temple of God and proclaims himself to be God. We're coming into that day. Because I'm trying not to get all into that. Let's go back to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 4. Second Timothy 4. Okay. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4. Give me a second, please. I'm sorry. For the time is coming when people, look at here. The time is here when people will not hear sound doctrine, sound teaching. Don't tell me what's right. Don't preach to me right then. Don't prophesy to me right then. Tell me good things. Preach and tell me how much God want to bless me. Preach and tell me how much God want me to have a receipt. Wouldn't you tell me how much God want me to have the biggest house on the block? Preacher, tell me how much God wants me to be married and living with my wife or my husband that I went out and I picked and brought back home and say this is from God. That's what I want you to tell me. That's what I want you to tell me. Tell me that. Don't tell me about my soul. Don't tell me that I'm in sin. Don't tell me I'm not pleasing God. Make me jump, make me shout, make me run, make me, oh, everything is good, good, good. God is so happy. He is so pleased. He just wants to bless, bless, bless. Well, let me be honest with you. Part of that is true. But you have to do what he say in order to get that. You got to obey, go back, pick up your Bible, and read and stop. Listen to what everybody's saying. Pick up your Bible and read Deuteronomy 28:1. If you diligently hearken, listen, pay attention to the word, to the closely, and obey what I tell you to do. You can't, watch this, you can't have sin in your life and then think God is going to bless you. What did you say? I said you can't have sin in your life and believe God is going to bless you. Now, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. So, yes. But God is not going to bless you to be a millionaire for you to go to hell. Uh-oh. Jesus said, what is the profit of man? To gain the world and lose his soul. What can you give in exchange for your soul? But we got it backwards. We have put money as a top priority over our soul. Just have all the money on earth. Just have everything you want. Just have all the money you can get. Just have the biggest house, do that, and die and go to hell. Because you are not putting things in the right perspective. Your soul is your most valuable possession. God is not going to bless you for you to go to hell. Because he would rather that you live with him eternally than for you to live a few days rich in the world and die and go to hell for all eternity. Burn the lake of fire. That wasn't made for you. You ain't got no business in the fire. And I heard somebody say this week, truth be told, if you do go to hell, you're intruding. Because you're not supposed to be here. You somewhere you're not supposed to be. Hell wasn't made for you. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, his imps, his demons. Wasn't made for mankind. And you go to hell, you intruding on his territory. Ooh, oh, you didn't know that, huh? You didn't know that. God has given us everything we need to know to keep us out of hell. He watch this. He's not playing a guessing game. But you can't guess what'll keep you out of hell. No. He is blatantly openly telling you. And I'm going to tell you the problem with a lot of supposedly Christians. Why a lot of people are not going to make it in. Why, preacher? Because of disobedience. I'm not shouting that word. Disobedience. You disobeyed God. He told you. He's crying out. He's crying out. He's still crying out. He's still crying out to you. You still got a chance. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. You don't have to go there unless you just want to. Scoffers will tell you this is hell right here. That's a lie. That's a lie. As long as I'm going to show you. As long as you can get thirsty and get a drink of water, this is not hell. What are you talking about? As long as you can get thirsty and get a drink of water, this is not hell. All is water here. All is healing here. Oh. Bible says, which man died? And in hell he was going to die. And what was the first thing he asked for? Let me tell you, there is no healing in hell. If this was hell, you couldn't have drank no water. There's no love. There is no peace. There is no joy. There is no happiness. There is no Spirit of God. Mm. See, this is what we're coming up to. This is what we're coming up to. God is going to remove his spirit from this planet. This is what God is going to do. And he's telling us, the body of Christ, his people, his children, get ready, because I'm getting ready. I'm about to remove my spirit from this earth. Those of you that have my spirit in me, I'm going to remove you from the earth as well. But if you don't have my spirit, you will stay. Watch this. We ain't talking about you that play in church. We ain't talking about you so-called atheists. Oh, you're going to stay. We ain't talking about you so-called that's shacking up and living in sin. And, oh, yeah, you're going to stay too. Because there is no sin in heaven. Can you, will you, make a choice today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised. I hear the Holy Ghost say, make a choice today. You want to come out of sin. Come out. Make it your business. Make a choice. I don't want to stay here. if God is removing this spirit, I don't want to stay here. Hell is wherever the spirit of God is not. I'm going to say that again. Hell is wherever the spirit of God is not. Hell is wherever the spirit of God is not. Okay, so wait a minute. I'm going to say it one more time. I want you to hear me good. Hell is wherever the spirit of God is not. If God is going to, remove his spirit from the earth, what you have left? You thought it was hell now. Oh, you ain't seen that. You ain't seen that. You haven't seen that. I'm talking about sin like you've never seen before. The devil doing things like you've never seen before. He gonna be released on mankind. Watch this. He's gonna repay you for every time you called on the name of Jesus. He's gonna revenge himself for every time you went to church. What do you mean? Remember those times you went to church and you waved your hand and shook your head and said, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah." You getting up there, he's gonna get you for that. The devil is gonna get you for that. And the first thing he's gonna tell you is, "Now I got you. Now I got you. You mine. Ain't no getting away." Because every time you say the word Jesus, the name Jesus, you torment him. Every time you praise the Lord and say, "Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus," you torment him. So guess what? I'm going to get you back. Why? Because you did it, and you did, and you wasn't real about it. You weren't honest about it. You wouldn't come out of your sin. You stayed in your sin. You didn't trust God. You trusted in me more than you trusted God. Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you a shortcut. The devil don't have no heaven to put you in. He don't have rewards. His rewards are deadly. His reward you don't want. You really don't want his reward. I told you, there is no joy. The devil did not create joy. Love, peace, prosperity, healing, you name it. The devil didn't create that. God did. So when God takes the spirit from the earth, everything that God created is taken up out of the earth. You're talking about stuff falling apart. You're talking about stuff going haywire. Uh, Oh. See, this is for you that depend on stuff. You're talking about your house breaking down. God gave man the knowledge on how to build a house. The devil didn't. So that's something gonna fall apart. God gave the man the knowledge how to build a car. The devil did. So that's gonna fall apart. Where? Look at it. Watch this. Where you are bragging about driving your Mercedes, your Bentley, your Rolls Royce. God remove your spirit. All that gonna fall apart. Boom. $4 million. $4 million Lamborghini the man just bought the other day. $4 million is gonna fall apart. That house, you traded your soul in for that house. I got to have this out. God will understand. I can't be faithful to him. I can't do what he told me to do. So I got to have this out. Stuff will be falling apart. You'll be standing outside watching the house just fall away, crumble away. Oh, hold it. You mean preaching like some people watch those houses in those tornadoes? Hurricane? Yeah. Like those people in California watching their house burn up? Yeah. That's what I mean. You mean to tell me those people that see their houses go in the ground, in the sinkhole, because of earthquakes? You're talking about fires. You're talking about earthquakes. The world has not seen the level of destruction that is about to reach. But watch this. I'm going to show you how God is so awesome. He is letting us see now what's to come. He's letting you see it now. What's to come? What's about to happen? What's about to go on this planet? He's letting us see. He's letting us see the fire. He's letting us see the war, the killing, the rape, the child molestation. Sin will be full rampant. There will be no goodness. There will be no love. There will be no peace for those that are left. People that have put their confidence in stuff, you're going to be greatly disappointed. People who have put their confidence in man, you're going to be greatly disappointed, and refuse God, you're going to be greatly disappointed. There's nothing good going to be on the earth. Money is failing you. The money system is going to fail you. They just announced today. I'm in New York City, and you know they have buses and trains. And years ago, you would go to the bus station or to the train station and buy what we call token, little coin. But they would allow you to get on the bus. That was your fare on the bus. So they said, well, we're going to do away with the cashless system. Now you got to go and get a card. And you got to put your money on that card. And we got to swipe your card. And that is going to be your admission on the bus. Well, they just announced today they're going to do away with the card. You have to get a credit card with a chip on it. You hear me? You have to get a credit card with a chip. Or you're going to have to buy the chip and put it on your phone. You didn't get it. You still didn't get it, huh? You still didn't get it. The mark. You cannot buy. You cannot sell. You can't do anything without the mark. You don't have the mark in the beach, you won't get no food. And you see your children sitting around talking about, Mommy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. I'm starving. And you can't find no food. Because you don't have the mark. What's the mark going to do? It's going to say to the devil, you are my God. I confess you as my God. My Bible tells me my God shall supply all my needs. Well, that's for now. But after that, he looks at your spirit. So you're going to have to supply your need. You're going to have to go out and steal and rob and get food for you and your children. You're going to have to do that. On your own. I pray you don't get caught. Ooh, you better pray you don't get caught. Tell me what's going to happen, preacher. They're going to execute your children right in front of your eyes. They're going to execute your wife right in front of your eyes. They're going to threaten to execute you because you disobeyed the devil. Don't you see it? But God supplies and love. The devil kills and destroys. Wow. Second Thessalonians 2:7. Watch this. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. It's already at work. only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. For the mystery, the devil is all ready to win his day. I'm looking the scripture I seen earlier. I want you to see I want you to see children, look at this junk. Look at this junk. Yeah, I know. I know what you're doing. First John. Let's read this. First John 2:18. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, is now and so many antichrists, have come that we know that is. That's 1 John 2:18. Read that, please. Let's go back. 1 Corinthians, this is what I was looking for. That's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. 1 Corinthians 6. We're not going to leave no stone unturned. And that's what I'm saying. God loves you so much so that he's not hiding his will. He's not, well, I'm going to tell some, but I ain't going to tell everybody. That's not God. 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Watch this. The unrighteous, those that practice sin, those that live in sin, Wait. He is going to, now we're going to tell you. God, like I said, God ain't going to give you no guessing game. He gonna make it plain. I want you to know what I consider unrighteous. Hear me good. Because if you are practicing any of these things, you're not going to make it. Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, as men sleeping with men, fornicators, adulterers, idolaters. I'm sorry, wait a minute. I wanted to read. Idolaters, adulterers, and men who practice homosexuality. You're unrighteous. Thieves. Unrighteous, greedy, unrighteous, drunken, unrighteous, revelers, fighters, excuse me, brawlers, go out picking fights, causing confusion, unrighteous, swindlers, unrighteous. All these people who do this stuff will not inherit, will not inherit. If you do any of those sins, men sleeping with men, women sleeping with women, adults sleeping with children, watch this. Masturbation. You are not in heaven. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. I go to church, you don't live holy. You're not doing what God is saying. Watch this. And if you sit under a leader that has sin in his life and you know it, baby girl, pack your bag and get up out of there. Brother man, you can do bad by yourself. What do you mean? If you're in a church that is not preaching holiness and living the way God said live, why go to hell with a group? With the group rate. My father, I did something one day. I forgot what it was. But I did something that wasn't right. It was mischievous. I never forget it. He said, why did you do that? I said, because I seen so-and-so do it. He said, if you see so-and-so jump off the bridge, you gonna jump off the bridge too? You see so-and-so going to hell, you gonna go off the, you gonna go to hell too? Well, my pastor is Archbishop. He going to hell, and you are too. My pastor is Chief Apostle. If he going to hell, you gonna go to hell too? If he's practicing sin, if she's practicing sin, don't leave her out. We got a lot of women pastors in the body today that don't practice holiness. Some of them are lesbians. The Bible says, wide road, it's a wide road that leads to destruction. Narrow road that leads to darkness. Few walk within, very, only a few. The narrow road, you're going to walk by yourself plenty of time. I'd rather be walking this road by myself, hallelujah, and all my way to heaven than on a crowded bus on my way to hell. Be back half a year. Let it begin. With the Spirit. What the Lord is saying to us. Come out. I'm coming back. I'm returning. I'm coming to get my spirit. I'm coming to get my church. I'm coming to get my people. I want you to pay attention to what I said earlier. I want you to pay attention to that. Go back to the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created vegetation, food. That's why there's going to be a great hunger. The Spirit of God that is in the earth. You're missing it. Don't miss it. The Spirit of God that is in the earth. That He spoke to the earth and told to reproduce. That's going to be taken out. He's going to take that out. So there ain't going to be no food. Ain't gonna be no fresh vegetation. Whatever is already cooked, canned, whatever, grown, that's it. And you're gonna have to rationalize how much you eat, because why? There's gonna be a great food shortage. That's why. Children are going to be crying, Mommy, I'm hungry, Daddy, I'm hungry. Because of the food shortage. Water. There will be no clean water. Everything that God put in the earth, He's taking it out. He is going to take it out. He's going to remove it. Why? Because it's connected to his spirit. When he speaks, everything in his spirit must come to pass. Everything that is connected to his spirit. That's why, watch this. When he spoke to the water, and said, now fish, come to pass. Look at how many different kinds, species of fish, different plants, different life, different whales, sharks, fish came to pass. Look at how many, when it spoke to the ground and told the trees, look at how many thousands of different species of trees. Fruit trees. Just trees for air. The earth shall be cursed. It's just going to be one big curse. You think it's hell now. You ain't seen hell. And the devil gonna tell you. I have to call on your God now. Call on God now. Let's see. Let's see him come and help you now. Call on your God. Let's see him come and help you now. God ain't going to be here. He removed his spirit. So, God won't even hear you. Matter of fact, the devil will say, call him. Here, I'll help you. Let's call him now. Jesus! Yeah, I'm going to help you. Let's call him now. Let's call him. You call him and I'll call him and let's see what happens. The devil said, I'm going to help you. Call on Jesus. The name that it messed him up. Now, he's speaking that name out of his mouth. Because he knows God has removed his spirit from the earth. People of God, period, you don't want to be. Really don't want to. Why don't you separate me from the love of God? What sin would I allow in my life? Haya Mamu said, BK, son of a Baraba, Haya, that will make me turn my back on God. Go against God. What sin? Adultery? Lord, you gave me a beautiful wife. What sin? Money? I ain't got none. So what? Big church? I don't have a big church. I got him in the moves. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't have anything to lose. I'm not obligated to no book deal, no contract. that I will compromise the word of God. I'm not threatened by the members of my church. Pastor, you preach this with only. Well, I'll see you later. May the Lord God watch between me and thee. Dream is very shortly about to become a reality. This, when it seems to say, people say, oh, no, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. We are building bigger houses. We are building bigger skyscrapers. We are building faster jets. We are building. We are doing. But what does God say? What does God say? I know what man is saying. And they're looking at their flesh. And they're looking at, oh, the next 100 years, next 1,000 years, we're going to be, and we're going to do. The next day, the next moment, the next second, it's not promised. You got plans, God got plans. And God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to crack the sky with a shout. And he's going to call for his spirit. Everything that my spirit, everybody that my spirit is in, come up to me. And the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that remain shall be caught up. Wow. 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 Look at that. Come up. You got my spirit in you. You're going to see people, you're going to see people being caught up. And then you're going to see people walking around. Sad to say, you see a lot of church folk. Hey, ain't that your plane? Ain't that your bus? Ain't that your transportation? Well, it's leaving you. Oh my God, it's leaving you. Who are you going to call? Hey, you forgot me. You forgot me. You forgot me. No, God didn't forget you. myself together. Let me get myself. I didn't think you was this soon. I didn't think you was coming so fast. I didn't get ready.
Oh, but he's telling you all the time. Be ready. Don't be the five foolish. You're the bridegroom who's coming. And refuse to do what it took to put oil in your lamp. Woo! Wow. 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 What's so sad is a lot of people know this. A lot of you know this. But you allow the devil to deceive you to make you think you got time. Stay out. Go ahead, go. Stay in your sin. Man, you shacking up. You living with him. And y'all committing fornication and the bills are paid and you got this nice house, you driving this car. Stay, what? You girl, you got to be crazy. You know you got too many children. What y'all gonna do now? If you leave this, what you gonna do? Pay the bills. What's your car? You don't have a heaven to put you in. What can a man give in exchange of his soul? Father, in the name of Jesus, let this word. Let them that have an ear, let them hear. And not just hear, just don't be hearers of the word, but doers also. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. This is the Watchman. Apostle Stephen Hammaker. And these are the Deliverance by Faith Ministry. World Service. We praise God. What he has said, what he has spoke to our spiritual. I pray that you hear. I pray that you take heed. I pray that you change your life. Ask God to change your life so that you become a candidate eligible for heaven. God bless you until our next broadcast.